aren't you great? Yes. Yay. Oh, well, happy Easter, everyone. It's our first Easter together. That thrills me beyond words. I just can't say how much it thrills me. And so it is the day of renewal. It means lots of different things for different people. And I encourage us to just let that be okay, that it's going to show up in lots of different ways in our lives and in the lives of the people that are around us. And for some of us, there might even be a question about how we do come together with our family and our friends who think differently about the idea of Easter than we do. Maybe. But I encourage us to come together in the principle of oneness, in the principle of unity, that who we are comes together here in the spirit of love, in the spirit of truth, in the spirit of wholeness, and that just the barriers, the perceived barriers, disappear in the presence of love. And Thich Nhat Hanh wrote, you all know who Thich Nhat Hanh, yeah, good. So he wrote, "To me, religious life is life. I do not see any reason to spend one's whole life tasting just one kind of fruit. We human beings can be nourished by the best values of many traditions." And I love that so much. And because I love that so much, and because I had planned something special for y'all today, it kind of went really well together. So I'm going to invite Rosie Huff to come up. She's one of our practitioners. She's actually our lead practitioner at our center. And we're going to offer a ceremony, a little ritual for us. I invite you to enjoy it. And at the end, there'll be just a moment, just a little moment of time for you to contemplate. And this is titled Lighting the Flames of Faith, a call to service. We perform this ceremony to promote the universal consciousness of life, which acknowledges that all peoples and all faiths, all sentient beings, come from the one great universal presence, which we call spirit. Fundamental to this truth is the unifying nature of all religious thought and experience, which we honor here today. We light the candle for the Tao, honoring the universal path of harmony and equilibrium, the natural way. We light the candle for the shamanic traditions, honoring the beliefs and practices of all indigenous peoples, the way of primal spirituality. We light the candle for Hinduism, honoring the path of knowledge, action, and devotion. We light the candle for Judaism, honoring the ethical path of living by sacred law. We light the candle for all forms of Buddhism, honoring the Four Noble Truths and the path of compassion. We light the candle for all forms of Christianity, honoring the Christ consciousness as the path of love. We light the candle for all forms of Islam, honoring the path of compliance with the will of God as the highest calling. We light the candle for the universalistic religion of Baha'i, honoring the path of unity and peace. We light the candle for all forms of new thought, honoring the metaphysical path of mental healing through the practice of universal spiritual principles. And as Rosie lights the last candle, let it represent the path that brought you here today. So inclusive of all of the ideas that started 2019 years ago around the idea of Easter, all of the ideas of faith, all of the ideas of truth, of wholeness, of oneness, We let them unify us so that we can come together in our oneness, in honor of that which connects us rather than separating in ideas of different perspectives. So today, I invite us to celebrate Easter as students, as teachers, as livers of life, and as metaphysicians, recognizing that the wisdom, the beauty, the love, the joy that Easter has represented throughout the ages is available to all of us. But rather than asking, what does Easter represent, we might ask ourselves, what does Easter mean to me? What does it mean to me? You know, when I contemplate that, when I look at, well, what does Easter mean to me, it has all sorts of different answers. But the biggest one today, and that's what we're looking at, today, what am I believing today, is what do I believe about my relationship with God? That's where I'm looking. What do I believe about that? I've shared with you before, in my childhood, I believed that God was out here, that it was this idea that was separate from me. And over the years of studying and exploring different traditions and different beliefs, I came to this awareness that it's this power and this presence and this authority that lives within me, that God and I are one. I came to the point where I could actually stand in my own being and say those words, God and I are one. That is a renewed idea in my mind. So Easter becomes for me a time to contemplate, where am I with that idea? Where am I? Has it changed for me? Has it evolved for me? Has it deepened for me? Has it become richer for me? Has it inspired me to live my life in a greater way? Yes, I'm happy to report. Oh, yay. So I like this phrase, a transcultural story. So when a transcultural story, such as this one today, continues to present itself throughout time, as this one does, there is a message that wants to be known. It keeps coming back to us. And so we can keep inquiring within ourselves, what is this meaning to me today? And today, in this brand new baby moment of today, what is it meaning to me today? Considering that life is always working. It's always replacing old cells with new cells. We've come to understand that, yes. I've also come to understand that life is always working in my mind, replacing old ideas and beliefs and thoughts with new ones. There's an idea. And the seed is reseeded and blooms again and again and again. And the story gives us so much juice, so much meat. But let's just take a couple parts of it. You might find some of these that I've come up with fit in with your idea. The doctrine of immortality is ancient. We've been talking about it forever. The concept of coming back to life in the spring begins with the earliest stories of humanity. And just because I appreciate the idea of rolling the stone away, we're going to explore the tomb. Don't you love that idea? I love that idea. You know, my thoughts. Am I living in a tomb? For me, that idea of being in the tomb is being shut out, is being blocked, is being separate, is being caved in. And I suggest that when I'm feeling that way, I'm being caved in by my own thoughts, my own thinking, my own limited ideas, my own beliefs of separation, that I'm wrong and you're right, or you're right and I'm wrong, or that there's a right way and a wrong way. And yet, isn't that exactly what imprisons us? Those ideas that separate us. And so, if we have the skill and the tools and the ability to lift our thoughts up, to renew them with a new idea, then we can actually roll that stone aside and be set free. Are you guys picking up what I'm putting down? It isn't just on Easter that we get to examine our thoughts. It isn't just one day of the year that we get to question, are my thoughts imprisoning me? We actually have the ability to do this every day. We actually have the ability and the resources to do it every day. We have so many great speakers and teachers and musicians and lyrics and words and moments and being in nature and feasting our eyes upon the beauty of life to renew our minds in every moment if we but allow ourselves to pay attention, to look with awe and wonder upon the world upon us, to look with awe and wonder and excitement at what is beholding us. Jesus didn't just give us the idea of loving one another. He embodied it. So whether you believe in the story and the man and the idea or not, we can learn from that teaching. We can learn from the teachings that are known as the teachings of Jesus. What would Jesus do? Or you can say it like I do. What would love do? In this moment, in this activity of my life, in this relationship that I'm experiencing, what would love do? Can I set myself free to rise up in any moment and choose love? If you ever question whether you can do that or not, call me. You have my number. Call me. Charles Fillmore, the great founder of the Unity Movement, he wrote of resurrection in this way. True resurrection within us lifts up all of the faculties of mind until they conform to the absolute ideas of divine mind. Did you get it? Do you want it again? Yes. True resurrection within us lifts up all of the faculties of mind until they conform, align, to the absolute ideas of divine mind. When my mind and the one mind is one mind. The true resurrection he's suggesting is when there is no separation between God and I, between my mind and the one mind. There's not two minds, there's just one mind, my mind and the mind of God. So we lift up, and our resurrection lifts us, and we start to align our behavior and our living with that divine idea that's taking place within us. And then, you know what happens? It lifts up again. Because, why? It's that thing about life, that it's ongoing and everlasting and eternal and continuous. So continually, we bring our mind into alignment with the one, with the divinity of God. Continuously, not just on Easter, not just on holy days, just Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Every day. not with just some people. Yeah. This is the gift of recognizing that the tomb even exists. This is the gift of it, because we can encounter ourselves and say, oh, I know where I am. We might even say, I recognize this place. I've been here before. Some people call it hell. I did say that. But what we've come to know, a renewed idea in my mind, and I suggest in the mind of metaphysicians, is that heaven and hell are not a place. It's a state of consciousness. And we can choose to live in heaven, to be aware of the heaven on earth right here, right now, anytime we want, rather than waiting for it as some idea that's going to happen when that happens. So my question is, when we're in that tomb, and we might even be there with someone else, it could happen, are we willing, you can just ask yourself, am I willing to be the one? Am I willing to be the one to know the truth in this moment? Am I willing to set aside my differences? Am I willing to rise up? Am I willing to be the one, to be the light? Am I willing? And there's no judgment here. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. Sometimes not yet. But to be willing to contemplate the possibility that we are the light of the world that we have been seeking. Let me say that again. We are the light of the world that we have been seeking. It isn't in just some of us, it's in all of us. It isn't just in one, it's in all. That which Jesus proclaimed anew, the Father and I are one, that is true for each of us. Is that a divine idea that is being lifted up in your mind? Is that a divine idea that you can just even contemplate? Is it a divine idea that's already living in you so fully and completely that it's never a doubt in your mind? Wherever you are on your spiritual journey is perfect. We just come to realize that it's ongoing, that we're continuously being renewed by our own mind. We're continuously being resurrected as we inquire into that activity of life that is upon us. Coming back to life from non-living. So, you know, those ideas that are like non-living. Do you know what I mean? Okay. Coming back to life happens. Do you already know the secret? How to come back to life? Love. Love. Love will always return us to life. Love will always renew our mind. Love will always set us free. Love will absolutely just effortlessly move that rock. And we come out of the tomb. Love, it is the answer. Not just sometimes, it's always the answer. Can I live in the presence of divine love in every activity of my life? Well, I'm doing my best, as we all are, to invite love in. We must not look afar to seek for that love. We don't need to look afar to seek Christ. Ooh. Christ. Christ. That divine idea of the Christ that lives within us, that expresses as us, that centers us. He, it, she, whatever pronoun you like to use, it is always with us. The Christ consciousness comes when we recognize and know our oneness with God. In the Bible, when someone touches Christ, he or she is healed. It is not just touching a cloth, though, that brings about a miracle. When we touch deep understanding and love, when we touch deep understanding and love, we are healed. God is perfect life, and when I enter his light, I am healed. God is perfect life. When I enter his light, I am healed. When I enter into the oneness, into the allness. The allness. So again, Thich Nhat Hanh, what a wonderful mind, what a beautiful being. When we understand and practice deeply the life and teachings of Jesus, we penetrate the door and enter the abode of the living Christ, and the life eternal is present to us. When Jesus said, I am the way, y'all have heard that before, that Jesus said, I am the way. He didn't say, well, this is the way I perceive it. I offer it. It's the inflection that's different. Instead of I am the way, like my way is the only way, which shuts me down right away, I hear it as I am the way. The way. The way to know my oneness with God. To recognize and embody and embrace living life from that awareness that God and I are one. What if that's the way? What if the way is know the divinity of God within yourself, so that you can be the light beneath your own feet, so that you can be the light for others? What if that's the way that he's talking about? He's not here right now, so I can't ask him. Kind of, sort of he is, but, you know, not in the way that I could have a... So one more quick thing. To think of Jesus as the exception, I believe, is to misunderstand his mission. Jesus said, these things I do, you shall do, and greater. As the great example of what is possible when we live in total oneness with God. Jesus was a way shower. He was a way shower. He showed us a way. So if celebrating Easter allows us to contemplate that, allows us to question and to be enriched by the teachings of Jesus, let's use it. Let's use it. Let's allow ourselves to be transformed by the renewal of our mind today and every day. Let's allow ourselves to be transformed by the renewal of our ideas of life and invite into our life activities and thoughts and ideas that lift us up. Let's actually talk to people who think differently than we do. Yes, I'm so serious. Why? Because that's how life works. It expands. And if we hold and control and confine ourselves in one idea, even no matter how beautiful it is, we're not honoring the life that is God, that is continuously expanding that is continuously calling us forth into greater and greater and greater and greater awarenesses of who and whose we are. I'm going to get off my soapbox. Since Easter is a day we recognize and contemplate, let our understanding of life be renewed. Just as we look at the lilies, as we look at nature, let our understanding of life be renewed. Let us look for renewal within ourselves. Are we being transformed by the renewing of our mind? Are we engaging in life and living it from a greater and greater and greater acceptance and experience of good? Today, let's commit to close the gap of separation. Let's rise up and stand for love and unity. Let's step away from fear